The leaders of this graduating class showed up before the school board to protest having to take a test when there wasn't a certified teacher presenting the material. They told the board many students refused to take the test, worried about the results. School district leaders say the student's story was true, with the English teacher already in the building and ready to try. The district has been trying to find those teachers by starting hiring in the spring rather than the summer. Rhea Jumo says it isn't fair.
If a school like City Honors or Olmsted did not have a science teacher for a certain amount of time, the Board of Education probably would have replaced that teacher in a week or maybe less. But because we're a small school on the east side of Buffalo without very high standards, and the fact that we're being ignored isn't fair at all. All Buffalo Public School students should have the same treatment, with the fact that we're all under one school district.
School Superintendent Kreiner Cash was incensed by that point of view, saying it wasn't true on his watch, and the district was working hard to end those staff shortages, shortages affecting many school districts in the region. Cash says he's ended what he called a tale of two cities. Mike Desmond, WBFO News.